Epiphany is one of those feast days where there's so many different themes that someone could preach on that it could very easily be a long homily. But I'll try and spare you from that and focus on just one key element. And that's the culmination of the journey. You know, after the Magi set out on this long, dangerous journey, you know, what was the high point and how was it fulfilled? And we hear in the gospel, the culmination is when they went into the house and they found the child in the arms of his mother Mary, and they prostrated themselves and did him homage. You know, that was the high point of their journey. And in order for them to do that, to do this act of worship, it required faith. Because the Christ child would have looked like an ordinary child. And if the Magi thought that this was just an ordinary child, then the journey would have been a bit of a disappointment. And so I think a good question for us to ask is, how did the Magi come to this deep level of faith where they recognized who this child truly was? And there were a number of different things that we can see from their journey. You know, the first thing that the Magi had to do was make a decision as to whether they were going to set out on this journey or not. You know, they were probably astrologers who were, reading the signs in the skies, the movements of the stars and the planets. And they probably had access to some of the ancient Jewish scriptures. And so that's probably how they put together the appearance of this star and the birth of a great king and Lord. But it's one thing to have an idea in your head. It's another thing to actually act on it. And there was probably a moment of decision where they had to decide whether they're actually going to go on this journey or not. Do they believe that these signs that they're seeing in the sky actually mean that a king is going to be born? And are they going to set out on this journey? I'm sure there were a lot of people around them that knew what they were doing and decided not to go with them. And there's probably some people who are thinking, why are you going on this journey at all? Just stay where you are in your comfortable life. But they had to make the decision to set out on the journey. And that was an act of faith. And by acting on our faith deepens. And as they traveled, I'm sure there were quite a few moments of doubt where they were thinking, you know, maybe we should turn back. It's too dangerous. Or, you know, it's just too arduous of a journey. We should just turn back now. And there were times where they couldn't see the star. And we know that because it says that after they left Jerusalem, they were overjoyed at seeing the star, which means there were probably times where the star wasn't visible. And if you've ever tried to navigate to a clear location based upon a star, it's probably going to be pretty hard for you to get there. You know, star is probably not the best guide. You know, if someone's like, how do you get to McDonald's? Oh, it's under a star. You're probably not going to be able to find the exact location. And so they had to persevere amidst all those doubts and uncertainties and the times where they probably didn't know where they were going. But after they left Jerusalem, and it says they were overjoyed at seeing the star, and it led them to their final destination. And how that happened, we don't know, but it was, you know, clearly some sort of supernatural manifestation. But I'm sure that any level of doubt or anxiety that they were experiencing melted away at that point. You know, as they saw the star leading them to the house, they knew at that moment, and I'm sure there was no doubt in their minds that they had reached the culmination of their journey. We can look at some parallels between the Magi and ourselves, because each one of us needs to set out on that journey of faith. You know, each one of us has to decide at some point whether or not we actually believe the teachings of the church, and whether we're going to make the decision to live by them. It's one thing to say that we believe. And there's lots of people who say, oh yeah, I believe in God. But do we have the faith to actually act on that and change our behavior because of that? You know, which means, are we going to commit to living out the teachings of the church? Are we going to come to Mass every Sunday because that's what our Lord calls us to do. Are we going to enter into a life of prayer? Are we going to be obedient to all of the moral laws that the Lord gives us in the church? That requires an act of faith. We need to step out on the journey and make that act of faith. We can't just sit on the fence our entire lives and expect to have a deep faith. We have to act on it. And just like the Magi, if we do act on that, there's still going to be times of doubt and times of uncertainty on the journey. There's going to be trials where we might not be able to see the star, or we're unsure of the direction we're heading. You know, we might be in a difficult situation and wonder, you know, where is God in this situation? You know, has the Lord abandoned me? There's going to be times of struggle. But if we persevere through those, as surely as the Magi reach their destination, so too will we reach our destination. And so what happened when the Magi entered the house? They looked upon the face of God. In seeing the Christ child, their blessing, the reward of their journey, was to be able to see the face of God. And what did that reveal? That revealed the goodness of God and his closeness to us. That God loves us so deeply that he would become one of us. They could see that right before their very eyes. So in seeing the Christ child, they saw proof of the just immeasurable goodness and mercy of God. And the only proper response for them was to fall down to the ground in worship and adoration. It says they prostrated themselves. That means they actually laid down on the ground before the Christ child as a sign of their humility and their acknowledgement of the greatness of God and how lowly they are before him. And it says they did him homage, meaning they gave him honor and praise. Each time we come to church, you know, the church asks us to genuflect when we come into church. Why do we do that? We do that because in faith, we recognize that Jesus Christ is truly present in the Eucharist, and we're coming into his presence, and we see the proof of the goodness of God and his closeness to us before our very eyes. And if we have the faith to see that, as the Magi did, then the only proper response should be to be overwhelmed with the goodness of God and to fall down on our knee before him in adoration. And so when we do genuflect as we come into church, you know, we should strive not to just do it out of habit, but to do it with the devotion and the love and the adoration that the Magi did as they entered into the house of Mary and Joseph and saw the Christ child for the first time. You know, we're fortunate to have the Eucharist with us all the time. You know, we don't have to go on a great journey that's long and dangerous in order to see him. You know, we can come to adoration anytime the doors of church are open. But because we have easier access to the presence of our Lord, that doesn't mean that it's any less special or that we should take it for granted. The opposite is actually true. We should be even more overwhelmed with the goodness of God that he makes himself so accessible to us. And so our tendency might be to get used to that and to just fall into habits. But we should make every effort to be ever more grateful for the goodness of God that he's waiting for us so patiently and so accessible to us. And so as we reflect upon this journey of the Magi, the acts of faith that they made that brought them to the point where they could give fitting worship and adoration to the Christ child, and the culmination of their journey when they were able to look upon the face of God, we too follow their example in making the commitment that we do believe, and we will set out on that journey and embrace whatever struggles and trials there are, knowing that the blessing at the end is to be able to look upon the face of God. And we pray that we might, God willing, be found worthy one day to look upon the face of God and adore him and give him homage for all eternity.